This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Some political news. A new poll shows that President Biden is now leading former President Trump in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania. Trump heard and was like, he is? And Biden was like, I am?
These are not comedy shows. These are not interview shows. These are Democrat Party political propaganda shows paid for by the networks. Thank you, networks. And they focus on, Biden is beating Trump in one state, in one poll. Ain't that great? And they all clap like the little North Korean SEALs that they are. And like in North Korea, they lash their political enemies to telephone poles and kill them with anti-aircraft guns while everyone claps. Sorry, just having a little North Korean flashback there. They do. That was Kim Jong-un, or that was Kim Jong-il that lashed his uncle to a pole and brought out anti-aircraft guns to execute him, and everybody in the stands. They had stands full of people clapping. They were very happy. Back to the swing states, because he's, Biden leads Trump in a swing state. Sure. Well, in Wisconsin, an important swing state, it's 46-46, and that's a tie. And in North Carolina, very, very important. Joe Biden with 43% and Donald Trump with 49%. That's a 6-point spread. In Nevada, an important swing state, Joe Biden with 44% and Donald Trump with 48%. That's a 4-point spread in favor of Trump. In Georgia, 43%-44% in favor of Donald Trump. And Stacey Abrams is still the governor there because she's an election denier, and the election was stolen, she says, and the votes were inappropriate. But that's fine. When you Democrats can attack election results and claim that elections were stolen, as Hillary Clinton did and as Terry McAuliffe did, the former governor of Virginia and DNC chair, they can say that elections are stolen. That's fine. Also, you see the Democrats are attacking judges all over the place, which is fine when Democrats attack judges, but if Trump raises questions about judges, then it must be quashed. There must be a gag order to prevent him from talking about the Democrat Party operatives in the judge's family. Can't talk about that. Doesn't matter. They're in the public arena. They've entered the arena of politics, but never mind. Also in Arizona, President Trump leading Joe Biden 47%-42%. In case Democrats are following along, that's a 5% advantage for Donald Trump in Arizona. Also in Michigan, where they've got the, what do they call it? It's the big jihad wall. I think that's what they call it, isn't it? In Michigan, the Democrats, they've got a jihad vote problem. But in Michigan, President Trump is leading by 3 points, 45%-48%. And that might have something to do with all of the pro-genocide Democrat, Muslim Arabs that live there in a highly concentrated area. They vote uncommitted, something most of them probably should be committed, but that's another discussion for another day. And in Pennsylvania, President Trump up by 3 points, 44%-47%. But if you're, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy whoever, you come on and say, hey, Biden is leading by 1 point in Rhode Island. And they all go, hey, Biden is leading by 1 point in Rhode Island. That's very exciting news for them, because they're very, very unwell. Now, the other day, there was a primary in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, in the dairy state, the cheese state. And in Wisconsin, the other day, 48,000 people voted uninstructed. I like that. That's not uncommitted. Uninstructed. Meaning you've never been instructed when nobody told you how to vote. And then, what's the, you're uneducated? I'm let me see. I don't know how to vote. Let me. And then you vote. One of the options was to check the box next to uninstructed, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you just stab through the ballot with your borrowed number two pencil. Isn't that amazing? You're a Democrat Party. Yes, sir. Also, the Biden administration, very anti-Israel, they're anti-Semites. At least they would be if they were Republicans. That would be the headline everywhere. And if the Democrats were still pro-Israel, but they're not. The Democrat Party has turned against, not only have they turned against the state of Israel, our most important ally in that region of the world, and the most important ally for civilization in that region of the world, but the Democrat leadership has turned against Israel. And in part, it is because of Michigan and Minnesota and the Muslim votes there, because, you know, the Democrats have a two-state solution plan, a two-state solution. Unfortunately, the two states they're talking about are Michigan and Minnesota. And the solution is to win the jihad vote and then secure power again so they can further destroy the United States of America and get more people murdered in New York by Haitian illegal aliens, get more young women murdered in Michigan by Mexican illegal aliens, more young women murdered in Georgia by Venezuelan illegal aliens, more police officers attacked in New York City by violent mobs of Venezuelan illegal aliens. Again, so we can catch, Michigan now, the Chilean gangs invading homes and stealing, again, from one household, $800,000 worth of stuff, which is a lot of stuff, I think, in one home. They're attacking, targeting, and attacking wealthy neighborhoods outside of Detroit and communities outside of Detroit. But never mind that, because the Democrats are good with that. Remember, we caught that Chilean in New Hampshire who had escaped prison in Chile, as AOC would call it. And actually, she calls the soup Chile. And she had a note to call the country. And the Chilean who escaped from prison after being convicted of murdering 11 people. And he was working at some, in Chile, convicted of murdering 11 people in a massacre. As you're not a serial killer, a one-time massacre. And he's working at somebody's house in New Hampshire that had no idea because of Joe Biden and the Democrats. And that was another Chilean in Pennsylvania that murdered the woman by stabbing her 100 times. And then he was on the run and the police were hunting him in the woods and all that stuff. The guy did the spider crawl and escape from jail. And, you know, the Democrats want more of that. Under the Democrats' program, under Democrat policies, we will have a lot more of that. And that's because the Democrats are not on our side. Why are the Democrats not on our side? Well, that is a good question. I've got to say, a very good question. They're open border, pro-drug cartels, pro-gangs. And in the end, they're pro-crime and they're pro-murder. Everybody knows it. Every school child knows it, don't you think? I think so. Remarkable stuff. Yeah, I didn't get to that Victor Davis Hanson thing the other day either. His summary of what the Democrat Party is doing to dismantle the United States of America, all of the steps that they're taking to fundamentally transform the United States of America and make it unrecognizable because Democrats. And I'd still like to get to that if I can. So let's go. We've got a lot of other crazy Democrat things to get to. The anti-Israel stuff yesterday too, because they're not on our side. Also, you know, do you remember Kamala Harris has got a couple of humdingers today too. When I say humdingers, I'm not talking about Willie Brown in California. I'm just saying that these are really remarkable moments. She had this crazy stuff to say about women's basketball that I want to share with you because she is not a bright woman. But before we get to that, I want to get to her stepdaughter. Do you remember her stepdaughter? Her name is Ella Emhoff because Kamala Harris has a stepdaughter, her husband, who's the second gentleman. Where is he now? He's the second gentleman. And his name is Doug Emhoff, and he's got a daughter named Ella Emhoff. And Ella Emhoff was propped up as an international fashion model. And while they're telling us that Lizzo is the, you know, the model for physical beauty these days, this woman is like Bergen-Belsen chic. She is about 47 pounds and 6 feet tall or something. She looks like she is on life support, or ought to be anyway. Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter opened her textile exhibition Thursday at the cannabis store on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, where she peddles knit portraits for several thousand dollars, you see? And as the New York Post writes, look out, Hunter Biden, there's another White House-connected artist hitting New York's art scene.
I'm Picasso!
Ella Emhoff, whose father is second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, debuted her knit pieces, which she said marks her transition out of the fashion world. She was in the fashion world, that's what she says, into a new phase of her life as an artist. You know, what the hell, it worked for Hunter Biden. And here are these things, and they, you know, they look like kids' work. And here she is, looking nutritionally deprived, and she's wearing a sleeveless top. I think it's called a sleeveless top. And I believe that I counted 8 tattoos on her. I think she has 8 tattoos, just that you can see on her two arms. I'm thinking if there were fewer articles of clothing that there would be more tattoos visible. But I believe 8 tattoos, because that's a good look. And she does like needlepoint or something of a purse and a man's face. And I've got to say, it's not terrible looking. It's, you know, for needlepoint stuff, it looks just fine. It looks like poster art that you might see in public spaces. And she's selling it for $5,000, because don't you know who she is? This is pretty amazing stuff. Mm-mm-mm. She said she was in the fashion industry, which is laughable. And then she said, but I found that no one really wanted to wear all of this stuff because it's kind of crazy and loud, but they liked looking at it. So then I just started experimenting, and now I'm here. It's good to be the daughter of the king or the queen. And now you have the Kamala, because Kamala, you know, there is a big basketball game tonight, and it's kind of late tonight on the East Coast anyway. But it is University of Connecticut versus Iowa, right? And women's basketball. And Kamala Harris, who is a woman of color, she mentions that pretty much every time she speaks, because these are her tickets to paradise. And here is Kamala Harris when asked about the women's NCAA basketball championship. Well, the semifinal is tonight.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson.
Do you know
that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that. And what, that talk about progress, you know, better late than never, but progress.
But women's teams were not allowed to have brackets, you know, college basketball, the NCAA championships, people do brackets and you predict who's going to win this matchup and that matchup and who's going to win the whole shooting match. And she says women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022. And that'd be, you know, a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago in basketball talk. Pretty amazing stuff. They weren't allowed. Now, are the teams gambling? Is that what you're saying? You're telling all these women's basketball teams are gambling all over the place? Is that what's going on? Because that is just entirely ridiculous, I've got to say. She might be the dumbest person on the planet. They're allowed. Brackets weren't allowed. They weren't allowed to have brackets. Were they all characters in The Hunger Games? What's going on with that? And, of course, the idiot reporter, asking the question, just nods along, you know, like one of those mechanical birds that dip their beak into the water glass and stuff. And the reporter's just bowing and scraping. And, isn't this great? You just said something really dumb, and I'm dumb too, so I'm going to stand here and nod in agreement. Our news media is more and more like the Soviet Union. Iran has a more legitimate news media than we do, and they've got guns to their heads. Our news media is the most corrupt institution in America. They weren't allowed to have brackets till 2022. Now, thankfully, they can all bet on their own games. What is... somebody call Pete Rose. This is... So they weren't allowed... But she's saying, like, we're not allowed to do brackets of women's basketball? What is she talking about? One thing's for certain, she doesn't know. You know, everyone has an IRS story. And IRS stories rarely end well. This is an urgent message. You know, if you still owe the IRS $10,000 or more, God forbid, the IRS recently announced their increased collection activity. You know, they want to collect more. They got more people and they're coming after more of us. You know, increased collection activity for the 2023 tax season, especially with the tax deadline approaching rapidly, looming large. That means that the IRS is coming out with aggressive tactics, levies, liens, wage garnishments, just around the corner. And if you owe money or if you haven't filed yet, time to look up, time to make a phone call. With former IRS tax attorneys and expert tax professionals, Legal Tax Defense is gearing up for this activity, the IRS activity, to protect you. So call them today. Don't procrastinate. Call 800-472-0467 and take advantage of tax relief programs, you know, like the Fresh Start program. For more than 10 years, Legal Tax Defense has helped save taxpayers like you millions and millions of dollars in owed back taxes. And now, you know, to get qualified for your tax relief options and put an end to tax problems today, don't be a victim of the IRS. Call the experts at Legal Tax Defense now at 800-472-0467. That's 800-472-0467, or find them online at LegalTaxDefense.com. Yes, sir. Yeah, Kamala. Isn't she amazing? She had another one, too, but I love that brackets thing. Women were, and the reporter just nodded. Yeah, women weren't allowed to have brackets until 2022. Who was preventing that? And are you talking about members of the teams gambling? What are you talking about? Because obviously, people have been doing brackets on the women's teams forever and ever. But she can't show with great confidence, quite emphatically. She says, weren't allowed to have brackets till 2022. On what planet do these people reside? Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yes, the Vice President of the United States, Michael Piercy, just shared with me during the break Kamala Harris's women's NCAA brackets from 2021. Here's the photograph of her brackets and her husband's brackets for the men's basketball tournament and her bracket for the women's basketball tournament in 2021. And her office came out and said no. Well, she misspoke. She meant to say that they weren't allowed to use the term March Madness until 2022. Every day's an IQ test.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah, Kamala. She misspoke. Her brain didn't engage, which is normal. She's not only our... What is she? Our interplanetary czar, our moon czar? She's our border czar. Apparently, she's our NCAA Women's Tournament czar as well.
We love March Madness, and even just now allowing the women to have brackets and what that does to encourage people to talk more about the women's teams, to watch them. Now they're being covered, you know, and this is the reality. People used to say, oh, women's sports, who's interested? Well, if you can't see it, you won't be. But when you see it, you realize, oh.
She is just amazing, isn't she? By the way, the women's tournament started in 1982. Long after Kamala was born, but before her brain was fully developed. I think just amazing. Remarkable stuff. The women's tournament starting in 1982, and she's as confused as always. She's the czarina of many important issues in the United States. She's not good at anything. We still haven't found anything that she's good at. Maybe Willie Brown has, but the rest of us have not. Just saying. Come on. That's the way it is. Wah, wah, wah. Speaking of Joe Biden, the Wall Street Journal today, Biden to make second attempt at large-scale student loan forgiveness. That's buying votes. That's a way of buying votes for the presidential election. The administration will soon issue a proposed regulation that could slash student loan balances for millions of Americans, the Wall Street Journal writes. The Biden administration is poised to issue. Remember, the Supreme Court said that they couldn't do that because, you know, any amount of money like that would have to be passed by Congress. But they don't care because branches of government don't bother them. They don't care about Congress. Now, I mean, this literally involves all three branches of government. The executive branch says we're going to take $1 trillion and pay off student loans to buy votes. And the Supreme Court says you can't do that. That kind of money has to go through Congress and be approved by the House and then by the Senate and then signed by the president. And they said we don't care about branches of government, separation of powers. We don't care about the Constitution. We are buying votes here like criminals in a third world beephole country. So pay no attention to what the Supreme Court says. Pay no attention to what Congress says. And, you know, the lizard king, Chuck Schumer, the Democrats controlling the Senate, they don't care whether the law is being followed or not. They want to buy the votes, too. The Biden administration is poised to issue a proposal aimed at reducing or eliminating student loan balances for millions of borrowers, according to people familiar with the matter, marking President Biden's second attempt at large-scale loan forgiveness. Now, the regulations, which are set to be issued as soon as next week, come after the Supreme Court of the United States overturned the administration's plan, their scheme, and they don't care. They don't care what the Congress says. They don't care what the Supreme Court says because they're lawbreakers. If it's illegal, they like it better. Honestly. I think I'm going to get a piece of this Ella Emhoff needlepoint art out of the pot store in New York. Selling it out of a pot store in New York. And she's displaying her tattoos. Her tattoos don't look very artistic either, do they? They're all just kind of plain blue and they're all over her arms. And looks like maybe she was a sailor. Maybe she was a sailor and maybe a convict. She is like built like olive oil. Olive oilsk. Hey, olive oilsk. They are really something. Your Democrat Party. The law is not really one of their things. They're not all about that. All right, let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Russell calling from the great state of Maryland. Russell, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Salute to you and salute to your father. I know about his service. And I just wanted to mention, you know, the Chinese, we've been distracted here in the mainland because I just heard 72 hours ago for the first time, and you may already be aware of this, the Chinese are invading the island of Guam. We've got illegal immigration to the island of Guam, mm-hmm. mostly military-aged Chinese men from China, from mainland China.
Right.
And the import of this is that the Guam magazine, as it's referred to, is the arsenal of ordnance for our naval Pacific fleet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the effect of illegal immigration into Guam from China is much more profound than here in the United States. There's a lot more room here in the U.S. But in Guam, it's very tight quarters. And again, a lot of Chinese military-age men invading or illegally immigrating into Guam.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything happens in the South Pacific and our Pacific fleet needs to respond, we could have a problem because of the influx of all these military-age Chinese men from the Chinese mainland onto the island of Guam. And we need to provision our ships. We need to provide our ships with logistical support and ammunition, the Pacific Fleet, that there may be a problem. And this could all, I'm obviously proposing that this is calculated by Xi Jinping, Ricochet Rabbit, as you refer to him quite
mm-hmm.
often,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because it's going to hamstring the United States if we decide to respond to anything that might happen in Taiwan with our Pacific fleet. We may have a battle on the island of Guam just to get our stores from our arsenal to our ships in the Pacific fleet. So we, you know, no one's talking about it, and I'm sure I'm not prescient, so I'm sure politicians know, I'm sure a lot of people know, the deep staters know, obviously, a lot of bureaucrats know that the island of Guam is being, they hope, overtaken by Chinese illegal immigration.
Well, so, you're onto them, I think, Russell. You sound like perhaps you're a Navy veteran or an active duty Navy.
Well, no, I have ties with, but no, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm more of an Air Force guy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's the other possibility when it comes to Guam. Yeah, you bet. Well, Guam is, of course, U.S. territory in the Pacific Ocean, and we have a military presence there because we like to maintain stability in the vast Pacific Ocean regions and Oceania and all of that stuff. And just as a little background, and I'm sure you're aware of this, Russell, you know, just the other day, the Customs and Border Protection announced that they had arrested 182 Chinese citizens coming into the United States in one day. 182 Chinese citizens coming to the United States in one day. Now, the number of Chinese illegal aliens crossing our southern border has become enormous, just gigantic. Now, in 2021, Joe Biden's first year as president, became president on January 20th of 2021, of course, we had 342 Chinese nationals come in illegally across our southern border or caught. And that's 342, right? You can put those on an airliner. That's 2021. In 2022, it was 1,987 Chinese. In 2023, it was 24,125 illegal alien Chinese coming into the country. And so far in 2024, and what are we, six months in to 2024, it's already at 22,233. This is compared to 2001. This is an increase of 6,300% of Chinese nationals. And I shared with you the...
But now imagine the small space of Guam.
Right. And I'll tell you, the American news media is not talking about it. The Daily Mail, a British newspaper, did a story on it a couple of days ago. The headline is, "Now Chinese migrants are sneaking into Guam. Top Republican warns Communist Party wants to exploit every part of the U.S. map and warns critical American base is vulnerable." And again, you know, the U.S. territory is now hosting, this is Guam, according to the Daily Mail, 20,000 CCP-influenced, so 20,000 illegal alien Chinese going to Guam. I'm sure Congressman Hank Johnson is concerned that the island might flip over.
But I'm concerned that we're not going to be able, we're going to have to fight, perhaps, unfortunately, hopefully not, a hand-to-hand, you know, battle just to be able to get our ordnance to our ships, because that's where we store the ordnance for the Pacific Fleet.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, and why would the Chinese target Guam, a U.S. territory, of all of the thousands and thousands of islands in the Pacific? Why would there be thousands and thousands of Chinese going to Guam? Why would there be tens of thousands of mostly military-aged men? And look, you know, women do espionage too. Ask Eric Swalwell, right, Russell?
Yeah, absolutely.
The, you know, you got Fang Fang on the on the Eric Swalwell case, and Fang Fang, a Chinese intelligence operative, took escorted Democrat Eric Swalwell from a city council seat in California to the House of Representatives and the Intelligence Committee in the House of Representatives, and the Democrats and our news media, but I repeat myself, are perfectly comfortable with this, you know?
So what I'm suggesting is that it is of more critical importance that we get those Chinese squared away in Guam than here in the mainland, and it's of critical importance that we do it here also.
Well, it would be nice if we protected our sovereignty and our border, but I'm sure that you recognize the Democratic Party does not respect our sovereignty as an independent nation with borders. The Democrat Party
I don't understand bicameral politics aside. Mm-hmm. I don't understand either party, the Democrats, whomever, having the option to just put us at risk. I don't understand them having the option to ignore national sovereignty and our national security interests just because they're in a different party and they have more liberal and communist leaning views. I think it's more than leaning. But I don't understand them having the option, and the rest of us just have to suck it up and, you know, just wait until it's our turn if we ever get another turn.
Right.
I don't see that, because there is treason, there is sedition, and there's traitorous behavior. I don't understand them just ignoring our national security interests. How do they have that option?
Well, that's a great question. You know, they've secured power. They have methodically secured power, and they have corrupted not only the leadership of the party, they've to a very large extent, because of information dominance and cultural dominance, been able to corrupt the rank-and-file Democrat to be anti-Israel and pro-Hamas, to ignore the threat from our open border and gangs and the 100,000 fatal drug overdoses a year in the United States. Again, if that were a war zone, we barely lost that many people per year during World War II, and that's now normal. Yeah. Inside of our own borders.
The best fights are the ones you can prevent.
That's
I hate
right.
for us to end up in a fight.
That's right.
That we could have prevented. And then we have to fight because we didn't bother to prevent it when we could have.
You're 100% right.
Even though we'll win, but we'll win at a cost. We'll have casualties. We'll have fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
And we could prevent the fight. And we see somebody setting you up. You know, they say, if you see something, say something. So you say something, and the Democrats do nothing.
Yeah.
But the Republicans also
right.
kind of just sit back and tolerate it.
That's right. Yeah, it's amazing,
you know,
isn't it?
We end up, and meanwhile, people like Xi Jinping and other world leaders are making chess moves on the chessboard,
mm-hmm.
and we're hardly paying attention to those moves, and they're setting us up.
You're 100% right. You're completely right. And, you know, that's really why Trump, instead of the Mitt Romneys of the world, but I want to see Republicans, and you do too, see Republicans on Capitol Hill stand up and pound the podium a little bit and draw attention to these things. Then we have, you know, the ultimate weapon in the Democrats' arsenal is the news media, the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. Russell, I'm glad you're paying attention, and, you know, God bless you. I'm saluting you, sir. You're a patriotic American.
I really appreciate it. Yes, sir.
And God bless you. Have a great American weekend. Amazing, amazing times we're in, that's for sure. You try to sound the alarm, and you know, nothing gets you in trouble like the truth. Because these are not liberals. This is the left. Hey, if you're looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief, and who isn't, let's compare Gedify shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort, support, and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles for cushioning, but Gedify offers so much more. Honestly, Gedify goes above and beyond with VersaShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return. I got a pair, honestly, just about 2 weeks ago, and they feel amazing. On your arches, when you walk, just remarkable shoes. If you suffer from foot pain, knee pain, back pain, Gedify advanced technology may help provide you with the relief that you deserve. Gedify shoes also offer, they come with, two free supportive orthotics to help improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, or just always on the go, Gedify shoes offer the versatility and comfort that your feet crave. Say goodbye to discomfort. Gedify is more than EVA soles. It's your path to unparalleled comfort and pain relief. Visit Gedify.com today and experience the ultimate comfort and pain relief at Gedify.com. That's Gedify.com. And use the code Chris30, Chris30, for $30 off your order of $150 or more. Bon-dam-bon-dam-bon. The Russell America's filled, thankfully, with people like Russell, who are paying attention, who are American patriots, Air Force, know what's going on, looking at the short-term and the long-term threats to the United States, and that means to civilization itself. The 21st century is off to a really peculiar start. We've got to get our act together if we're going to save humankind again.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Well, in the latest development, because, you know, when Democrats are in charge, everything just gets better. An earthquake in New York. The East Coast. It's actually up and down the East Coast. People in Maryland. Now, let me say the epicenter appears to be in New Jersey, in northern New Jersey. And what are they saying? 4.8 magnitude. There are a couple of different estimates. It depends on where you are a little bit. 4.6, 4.7, 4.8. And a place called White House Station in New Jersey, which I've never heard of, but it's in northern New Jersey, northwestern New Jersey, and not too far away from New York City, an earthquake, which, you know, pretty extraordinary. The illegal aliens, illegal alien gangs that are squatting in New York are believed to be responsible. It looks like they're responsible. The White House is blaming MAGA extremists for the earthquake, but apparently felt in Washington, D.C., felt in Boston, Massachusetts. Gesundheit, a big earthquake. It's our planet. You know, it just keeps every now and then it stretches. And it doesn't look like, at least in New York City, you know, architectural standards are very high. We have very high standards. This isn't the coast of central Mexico where everything collapses, fortunately, because we're America.
Ah!
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.